Launching is an important part of every online business, and knowing what to do to make your launches a success is key to, well, having a successful online business. But it's not just enough to know the strategies, plans, and goals of a launch. It's actually even more important to know the mindset required and energetic vibration needed to attract the launch results you desire. Today, we're going to talk about the biggest mindset and energetic blocks I see online business owners make during their launches and how you can shift your approach for your next launch. Stay tuned. Hey there, I'm Shawn Miner, and this is Unstuck Entrepreneur. I'm a former nutritionist who turned a struggling, stressful nutrition practice into a thriving, freedom-filled online business where I work from home in my sweatpants while reaching and helping thousands of people all at the same time. Now I'm obsessed with showing other heart-centered coaches, practitioners, and solopreneurs how to build a business and life they love. Consider this podcast your safe space to learn both the inner work and practical strategies required to build the impactful, profitable business of your dreams. No hustle, grind, or long hours required. That's right, hustle culture, not welcome here. Let's get into today's session. Hey, hey there, friends. Welcome back to Unstuck Entrepreneur. So happy to have you here. So grateful to have you checking out the show. And a reminder to you, we are in the middle of a whole podcast series, a whole four-part, at least, maybe even five-part podcast series, all about the idea of launching in an online business and how we use that to really get the word out about our paid offers. So we started in the last episode, episode 152, by taking a peek behind the scenes of my most recent launch. And I really wanted that episode to show everything that's involved from a strategy perspective when it comes time to launch. I shared all of the ingredients, we'll call them, the ingredients needed in a launch and the different phases of the launch process. You know, we have the launch, we have the pre-launch, we have the pre-pre-launch. There's a lot to it. And I also wanted to use that episode to show how I personally organize my launch strategy, how I approach it in a way that is not stressful and is actually really fun and doesn't feel like that much work either, because I think that's one of the biggest blocks a lot of people have to launching is they feel like it's stressful, it's a lot of work, and it kind of turns people off. So I wanted to share how I approach it that makes it actually really fun and one of the least stressful weeks of my business, really. And so if you haven't listened to that episode, go back. You can do it after this episode, but make sure you go back to 152 and check that out too, because it will really put everything together from what we're going to talk about today and in that episode into one big, nice launch package. Okay, and speaking of which, today we're talking all about the mindset required for a successful launch and the vibration needed for a successful launch. Because I can tell you with 100% certainty, been there, done that, you can do every single possible strategy and tactic and tip and trick and tool and follow every single business owner's advice to a T on how to launch in your business and still not get the results you want from your launch simply because of your mindset and your vibration. So you can take everything that I just shared with you in episode 152, put it into practice in your business, and still not see any results. And it works the opposite way too. If your head, heart, and energy are in the right place and stay in the right place during your launch, you can make a ton of mistakes. You can do everything wrong. You can go totally off script. You can not follow really any strategy and still have a super successful launch. Again, been there, done that. Both situations work. So in reality, what we're going to talk about today is the most important and is the most powerful thing that you can do for your launch and for your business and for yourself. Now, that all being said, and coming back full circle really here, it's going to be pretty hard to stay in the mindset and vibration that you want if you are coming into your launch being unprepared or feeling stressed, flustered, not really wanting to do it, or already believing it will be a failure. All of these things that we can do subconsciously, and we'll talk about that today. It's going to be really hard to maintain the vibe and the mindset if you don't kind of take what we talked about last episode and put that into practice as well, because how can you stay in this really great vibe, in this really great place, when you're doing everything last minute and you're deciding on all this stuff and things are going wrong because you haven't planned in advance? So for me, and from what I have seen both in my business and in my clients, it's the combination of pre-planning, working things out, getting into your calendar, really having this nice organization and flow with the strategy part, with the actual ingredients of your launch, along with the mindset and energy requirements that we're going to talk about today. And they really go hand in hand. One kind of feeds into the other. All right, let's dive into mindset stuff first, and then we'll take a look at vibration and energy after that. This mindset piece, man, I feel like I could, and maybe I will, do multiple episodes on this, but I really just wanted to focus on the big players here when it comes to mindset during a launch. So I think I really have two big pieces we're going to talk about today, and I really think this makes up like the 90% of it. And then there's, of course, some other things floating around that I think are important to talk about, and maybe we'll do that in the future. First is the mindset around selling. Probably the biggest one. I don't know. The next one might be the biggest one. They're both huge. But so many of you are coming into your launch, and just as a reminder, in case you haven't listened to episode 152 yet, your launch period is like your sales period, your enrollment period, where you're really showing up and showcasing what you have to offer in the paid perspective in your business. But you're coming into that already having a fear of selling. You already have this subconscious programming that says that selling is sleazy, scammy, pushy, annoying. You think back to this one time you went to buy a car and you felt like really weird about it because they were really pushy towards you. And now you feel like you're being that to the people that you want in your program. And it just really starts getting out of hand. You feel like maybe you're bothering people by asking for money, which is not what you're doing. You're not asking for money. You are in a reciprocal relationship where someone is giving you a form of energy in the way of money in order to receive something from you that is of equal value in the way of time, experience, expertise, education, whatever it is. So we have a reciprocal relationship going on, but you think of selling as asking for money, as bothering people. You fear that you will look bad or that you'll make people mad, that you'll be judged for selling. There's a ton of stories of beliefs around selling and money that then we bring into our business and more specifically our launch, and it immediately blocks your success. Your flame is already dulled. You are already holding back. You're already having fear. You're not fully showing up and being proud and confident in what you have created and who you help and how you help them. And it's all because you have these beliefs around selling, these stories around money, and you're actually putting your money stories onto now your future clients. And you're taking how you feel about money and thinking they feel the same way about money. And it's just this whole big cycle. And it will forever keep you blocking the income that you desire, the income that you could be making, because you're not dealing with your money stuff and you're not dealing with your selling stuff. And yes, it takes more than listening to a few podcast episodes or reading a few books or blog posts or following some people on Instagram that do money mindset work or whatever. It takes more than that. It takes your intentional commitment to really doing that digging. And I actually feel like doing these launches in your business is one of the best ways to squash them. If you can just like put it on the back burner for just this week or these couple weeks that you're launching and just really commit to showing up and playing full out in this launch and really serving the people that you're here to serve, then I think that's one of the best ways to squash it. It's, you know, I am always saying this everywhere, but particularly on this show, that the best way to prove your limiting beliefs wrong is to just do the thing. Because the second that you do it, it's like that fear dissipates because it doesn't come true. Nothing that you are afraid of is actually the reality. So like if you have this fear of selling because you feel like people will judge you or think you're annoying or you'll lose followers or whatever it is, then you start selling authentically and with passion and purpose, which is how I teach you to do so, then you will see that people are actually really interested. People are opening your emails and they're checking out your sales page. Maybe they aren't, it's not the right time for them to buy yet, but they are interested and no one is thinking that you're annoying. And sure, you may get a few unsubscribers. Who cares? They're just not a good fit. That's fine. But most people are really truly interested in what you have to offer. And that is really empowering and immediately squashes or starts to dissolve those beliefs that you have around selling and money and all that good stuff. And here is where I remind you that selling isn't what you're making it out to be in your head. It's a service. It is simply you showing up for the people that want and need your help and letting them know how they can get help. That's all you're doing. And when you don't do that, when you are too scared or overwhelmed with the selling aspect of being in business, then what you're doing is actually a disservice. That is a disservice to the people who need your help, who want to work with you, who are waiting for you to say you have something for sale so that they can buy it and start getting the help they need. There are people out there waiting for you to make an offer to them. And so not selling is a disservice to that person. People need and want what you have to offer. They are looking for it. They're waiting for it. And they want to know how they can get it. And that's all you're doing when you are selling. And you're doing so in a way that is authentic to you and what you are offering and feels good to everyone involved. It feels good to you. It feels good to them. And there's no sliminess. There's no sleaziness. There's no really weird marketing tactics or anything like that. There, yes, may be some sales psychology within that, just some buyer behaviors to be aware of that just makes it easier for people to make a decision for themselves. It's not conning anyone into anything or making up false stories or anything like that, but it's giving people the tools they need to make the best decision for them, which is all you're ever doing when you sell. And now here's the really, really cool thing about all of this. If you have approached your launch correctly and done everything we talked about in the last episode and everything I show you step by step how to do in Signature Program Lab, you know, the special event and the pre-launch phase, and even before the special event, having a freebie, which we do in Launch List Accelerator. Again, all part of the bundle. Selling is actually the easy part. It is like the super duper easy, no-brainer part. And it's fun because you've spent so much time serving and doing some extra special serving with that special event and really showcasing who you are and what you do and how you help people and showcasing your personality and all these things within that whole launch event and everything leading up to it and the pre-launch and pre-pre-launch, that people are ready to buy before you even offer them anything. It is a very natural, easy step to the process when it comes time for you to let them know how to continue working with you. It's so easy. And this is why really paying attention to the entire launch process and really doing a special event that is unique and beneficial and valuable to your people is so important. Especially if you don't like the idea of selling or if you have some stories about selling and money and all that stuff, make it super duper easy on yourself and do a special event. It is so helpful. And just get out there and just do it. Just do it. There's nothing that will break those stories quicker than just doing the thing. All right, let's move on to the next mindset shift. Like I said, I think probably as important and prevalent, if not more, is that of detachment versus attachment. Oh man, so many of you are putting so much pressure and weight on your launches. You have created this major attachment to the results. To the outcome of that launch. And you're making it mean something more than just, hey, I did a launch and this is what happened. You're making it potentially mean that you're not good enough, that you're not special enough, that no one wants your help, that your business is doomed, that maybe you're not cut out for business at all, that you'll never be successful. Basically, a launch is like the perfect feeder for your ego, for all of those limiting beliefs that you have stored in your subconscious mind right now. Your launch, if you let it by becoming attached to it, will prove all of those right. Even if you have amazing results and you totally blow your goals out of the water and everything's incredible and you do a great job on everything, you will still find something to attach to that proves your ego right if you let it. And here's how it usually plays out. You start by creating these goals that are like impossible to achieve or highly unlikely at best, simply based on the math. And yes, there are just some pretty standard calculations for you to figure out how many people, based on the number of people you get into your launch, how many people will then buy. And it's just kind of like a standard calculation that I think most people in the industry of online business, I guess, use, and a lot of people blow it out of the water. So it's just kind of a baseline, I would say, but helpful to have. And I'm actually creating a kind of a calculator that does it all for you to put inside the Signature Program bundle. So that will be available probably by the time you're listening to this, if you're in it, so you can calculate so you know around what you can expect and or work backwards and say, okay, if I want this many people in my program or to sign up for whatever paid offer I have during this launch, then I need this many people to sign up for my special event and so on. But without that, then you're left to the devices of just basically making up some random goals, which is fine. And I have nothing against making goals. I'll explain how I set my goals in a minute. But what I see is just kind of this random making of goals where it doesn't make sense and it's probably not going to happen just simply based on math and percentages and buyer behavior and just what we can expect. There is a baseline there. And then you immediately attach an energy or emotion to hitting that goal or not hitting that goal. And all of this is happening subconsciously. You don't even realize you're doing it. You may not even realize that you're setting these goals. You may think, okay, well, I have 10 people who signed up for my special event, so then surely 8 of them will buy. And that's not how it works, right? So you're doing all of this kind of subconsciously without giving it more thought. And yet you then attach that emotion to it, which means it's automatically carrying a lot of weight for you, even again, if you don't realize it. And then you probably don't hit those crazy goals. And as soon as you do, whatever that emotion or that energetic expression that you attach to not hitting that goal comes up, and it is like, you're a failure. You get upset, you feel defeated, you want to give up, you want to call it quits, you start figuring out what job you can take or what else you're going to do, what other business you're going to start to create because you're sure this one is doomed. You go into the depths of despair as soon as you realize that you didn't hit your crazy goal, that actually, if you were to do a little more research and a little more thought and some, again, strategy there, you would realize that that wasn't a solid goal in the first place. So my biggest piece of advice, if you take anything away from this episode, let it be this. When it comes to launching and really most of your business, practice detachment. How can you stay neutral about the outcome of your launch and not make it mean anything more than what it actually means, which is just that's the result. What happened is what happened. That is it. But how you perceive it and feel about it is entirely up to you, and you have the power to decide, am I going to make this mean something about me or my business? Am I going to get my emotions involved, or am I going to simply see it for what it is, which is, you know, an experience, a learning experience, which we're going to talk about in a second, and an opportunity for growth, an opportunity to get you out of your comfort zone, an opportunity to help someone else, an opportunity to connect with someone new. There are so many amazing things happening in this launch beyond just those numbers, those results that you have decided to attach to, when there's so much else going on that has so much more meaning than that actual result. So you can create goals for sure, but if you do, then at least keep them within the realm of possibility based on your industry averages, based on online business averages. Set a big, amazing, fun, exciting goal. Yes. Challenge those industry averages and the online business averages. Absolutely. Set it, make it big, and then see it as a game to try to get there. If you do, great. If you don't, great. It's like I see so much of launching and even all of online business kind of like video games. Basically, think of every launch as another level of the game. You have an idea what to expect in that level, but of course, there's always new things to discover, unexpected surprises. Stuff you gotta learn, stuff you gotta get through that you just don't know until you're there. And getting through that level makes you better at the game overall. You just keep getting better and better and better at the game the more levels you master. But like, if you don't make it through that new level on your first try, you don't make it mean anything. Sure, you might be like, upset for a second, but you don't immediately quit the game forever, call yourself a failure. you just try again the next day. And it's fun to keep trying. That's why video games are so addictive, is because it's fun to keep trying, to keep mastering it, to keep getting further along in the game to the next level, and then the next level, and the next level, and to keep getting better and better. And the same goes for your business and launching. You don't need to make it mean anything about you or your business or your success or your failure every time you launch, because it doesn't. So here's how I approach this with my launches, and it's going to be really hard to explain this in words, but I'll do my best. So I create goals. Yes, absolutely. I have a goal, like it would be cool to have this many yeses, to have this many people join my program, to have this many people in on the special event. I just use, again, those calculators to create a pretty big goal, an achievable but scary goal. So then once I know these numbers, and this is where it's going to get hard to explain, I kind of keep them off in the distance. Like, they're there, but I'm not thinking about them or referencing them every day, all the time. I'm not worried about them. I don't attach really anything to them except that they are numbers, and I've just created those goals almost like they're guideposts. They are a reference point for me. It helps me keep my expectations in check. It helps me know what to expect. It helps me know where we're going. It helps me know if I need to adjust things here or there. They're guideposts for my entire launch. And then I just go about setting up my launch and doing what I need to do to get people excited about my special event, provide a really great experience, let them know about the offer I have for them. I'm just going about what I already plan to do, regardless of what the numbers are saying. So if I'm not like giving up, if it's something's not working, or I'm not seeing the numbers come in like I thought they would, or I'm not trying harder or pushing more because I want more. I'm also not getting scared or worked up or freaked out because I have more than I thought, or really even excited, because even that is attaching an emotion to an outcome. So yes, you are okay and allowed to be excited about your event, but you can be excited whether it's crushing it, or you can be excited even when it's smaller than expected. It's keeping that same emotion, energy, vibration, regardless. And we're talking about that coming up. So that's really where I stay. I stay with the emotion that I want to bring into my launch, regardless of those numbers. And that's why I keep them kind of at a distance. They are more high level. They're there, but I'm not being provoked by them emotionally in any way, I guess is the best way to say it. And then I just let whatever happens, happen. I know the people that are meant to be in my program will join. I know the ones that need more time will take more time. I know the ones that aren't interested at all probably won't ignore me that entire week. Totally fine. And that's it. That's all. And then guess what? It becomes the world's best learning experience. I now have so much that I can take from that launch experience and tweak or change or add or subtract for next time. That's the only thing that a launch means. It doesn't mean anything about me or my success or my abilities. It's just another learning experience. I'm just learning that level of the game so that I can go up to the next level as soon as I master it. And it's so fun. It's so much fun to see how everything that you created, this machine essentially that you're creating, what worked and what didn't, what needs tweaked and what can be improved. What do you just want to keep as is because it worked really well? There's so much to take out of this. And every single time you get better and better and better and better. And then you just keep mastering the game one level at a time, the whole game of online business. You're mastering it one launch at a time. And this is really where you can see the growth mindset at work in your business versus the fixed mindset, which if you haven't read the book Mindset by Carol Dweck, highly recommend. Great book on the growth versus fixed mindset. But this is how we can apply it into our business and see this as simply an opportunity for growth. You have the opportunity to learn, to change, to morph both you and your business based on this one experience. And every single time you do it, even if technically you're not getting the results or the success by way of numbers, by way of reaching your goals that you were hoping for, you still have this amazing opportunity at your fingertips, and you can really take that, and your next launch will be 1,000 times better and 1,000 times better and 1,000 times better every single time you do it. And it will only lead to more and more and more results from you. But you cannot take that one experience that didn't go as you thought or didn't go as you planned, and you had all these emotions wrapped up in the results of this launch. You can't take that and then just stop. Just take it to mean that you're doing something wrong, or you're never going to get this, or you're not right for this, you're not cut out for it, your business is doomed. That's a fixed mindset. And that is not what we need here. So what can you do to shift that perspective and start seeing all of the opportunity there and take from it and try again? Do it again. Do it over and over and over again. You will get better every time, and the results will show that. Okay, enough talk about mindset, even though I said, like, there's so much more I could talk about here. There's a lot more to talk about just in the mindset that you have around you and your abilities and all of that stuff that I do want to get into, but maybe we'll do another episode before we wrap up this series, because there's more. So again, if you have any questions or anything you want me to go over as I'm going through these episodes, make sure to reach out to me on Instagram at Unstuck Entrepreneur and send me a message with your question, and I will do a whole Q&A episode at the end of this series. Okay, so anyway, back to this idea of the energetic expression that you can bring into your launch. First, I'm going to start this conversation. Really, that's all I even need to do, and you'll see why. We're going to go over the possible options when it comes to your vibration or your emotion that you could bring in to your launch. And I want you to get honest with yourself here about where you have been potentially in past launches, or if you have not launched anything yet, where you could see yourself potentially getting to in a launch, especially if you haven't done the mindset work we just talked about. And really going back to that quickly, if you really look at what we just talked about when it comes to mindset, if you work on that stuff, then your vibration is naturally going to be sky high when it comes time for your launch, because you are detached. You've released the beliefs and thoughts and emotions around everything, including selling and launching and money and all that stuff. Everything we just talked about is just going to automatically raise that frequency for you when it comes time to launch. And then I'll give you some other tips as well. But first, let's go over these options. I am going to read off the emotional vibration chart, the emotional frequency scale is what I call it. I'm going to start at the top with the highest frequency of vibration that you can have coming from an emotion. And I want, as I'm reading these, for you to consider how this would look when it comes time to launch something in your business. So now we're really looking at these emotions as it relates to your launch, when you're actually in that place where you're having the free special event, where you're getting people interested in that, and then you're selling and you're getting people into your program or your workshop or whatever it is you're selling right now. How can these approaches differ? So we're up at the top with joy, love, freedom, and gratitude. Then abundance and generosity. And just think about all of those instead of wishing and hoping and wondering if you could possibly get, you know, 100 people to sign up for your free event. Instead, can you show gratitude for the 5 that have? Can you feel abundant knowing that 5 people want to join you, want to learn from you? So it's all a perspective shift that comes from our thoughts and how we're thinking about everything that's happening as we're going through this process. So just imagine what would happen and how things would change if instead of focusing on those numbers and those goals that you have, instead you focus on feeling grateful for everyone who is signing up as they sign up. And you obviously are working from this place of generosity. You are about to really share a lot of free, valuable information to these people. So you're already in that vibration as well. So staying there and really feeling that. And then the next rung down, we have empowerment and fun and happiness and enthusiasm. Again, what would it look like to just make this fun? What if your whole business could just be fun? What would change for you? And how could you still approach the things that you need to do, the strategy that you need to have a business, but from this place of it being fun and being happy about it and feeling empowered about what you're doing? So different. And then the next rung is confidence. Okay, friends. I'm just going to be honest here. A lot of you, based on what I see, are lacking confidence when you have every reason to be outstandingly confident. And there is nothing more attractive to the people that you want to help than being confident about how you can help them, right? You, even if when you want help from somebody, you want to find that person that is confident in what they are teaching and why they are teaching it and how it's going to help you. You want to find someone with confidence to help you. The same thing goes for the people that you want to help. That's why confidence is way up there in vibration. It is a very attractive emotion, an attractive frequency. And just imagine how things would go for you if you showed up for your launch with so much confidence in everything that you're doing and everything that you are teaching and how you want to help people. You don't have to be confident in like your webinar slides or that your emails are perfect or you're showing up perfectly on social media. Who cares? But you're confident in what really matters, and that then oozes out to show up as being confident in the webinar as you're presenting, even though your slides aren't perfect, or in the actual message that's being portrayed and conveyed in your emails, even though maybe you have a typo or two, right? So what can you do to show up confidently because you are confident in what you are doing and who you're helping and how you're helping them? All right, the next few will go down: optimistic, trust, strong, hope, dedicated, motivated. And this is where we're getting down the ladder a little bit. So these vibrations are slightly lower in their frequency. Still great. Still would be awesome to show up in this way, especially like if we talk about being dedicated and motivated. Can you put dedication and motivation into your launch? Can you show up in that way? Okay, now I'm going to jump down the ladder a little bit and get into some of these lower vibration places and see if, again, get real with yourself. Have you showed up for really any part of your business? But let's continue on the topic of launches. Have you showed up in this way? Impatient, frustrated, irritated, overwhelmed, anxiety, doubt, worry. Now we're getting even lower. Discouraged, difficult, lack, jealousy, and some of the lowest here, insecure, depressed, stuck, fear, powerlessness, unworthiness, shame, and those are the lowest. So I picked out some words that specifically I think relate to the emotions that we can have around business. And first of all, I do not want you to think that you can't or shouldn't have these emotions as it relates to your business or when it comes down to your business or even your launch. That's not the point here. You can and should experience every emotion fully that you are experiencing. And if those emotions are coming up, then experience them. Be compassionate with yourself. Let them flow through you. Let them be a part of your experience in that moment. And then what you'll find if you allow it is that it can dissolve itself. It can resolve itself. And then you do have the option in that moment, once you've fully compassionately felt what you need to feel, to then perhaps choose a different emotion because of the ability that you have to choose a different thought in that moment. So yes, experience those emotions when you feel like it has been completed. What can you do from a thought perspective to shift what you're feeling and experiencing? When it comes to your launch, again, this is like about all life essentially, but talking specifically about launches, how are you showing up energetically? What emotion are you bringing forward as you prepare for your launch, as you are in the launch, and as you are even reviewing your launch results? Where are you energetically? And keeping in mind that the energy you bring into your launch will determine the outcome of that launch simply because of what you're attracting. By universal law, what you are calling in, it is going to, your vibration is going to be your attraction point. And obviously, those emotions that felt, even just saying them, they feel lighter, they feel higher, they feel like a really great energetic attraction point, like to have this fun launch, to have an exciting launch, to feeling grateful for everything in your launch, feeling that freedom that this aspect of your business is bringing for you, feeling all of that and really allowing that to be what holds you during your launch, regardless of what is happening, what is going on with the numbers and the signups and all the strategy and stuff and things happening or going wrong last minute and all that stuff, still finding yourself in this overall vibration of all of that goodness, what will you attract in versus being stressed, feeling anxious, being scared, feeling overwhelmed, being annoyed that no one's, or frustrated that no one's signing up, or things aren't going as planned, or all these last minute changes are happening? What are you going to attract? And this is precisely why during my launch weeks, I'm like outside taking hikes every day. I'm taking myself on solo coffee dates without my computer. I'm getting lunch with friends, I'm hanging out with my dogs, I'm relaxing, I'm taking naps. I'm doing all of the things that keep me in a high vibration. I am also, which I don't ever really show, but I do have a little gratitude practice that I do for everyone who signs up for my special event and then everyone who signs up for my paid offer. I'm having these gratitude rituals. I have done that forever. Will continue to do that. I'm really getting out all my crystals and doing that kind of thing. I'm meditating. I'm journaling. I'm visualizing how the launch is going to go. I'm excited for all of the connections I'm making and the people that I get to help. And most importantly, I'm just trying to stay present. I'm not thinking about, well, what happens if this happens, or what will I do if this happens? I'm not trying to plan out a future that I don't know. Like that is really easy to do when you're in a launch phase, is to kind of plan for the worst. But what if you just stayed present during that launch and focused on how you're feeling about it and what you can do to feel better and better and better? Again, remembering a lot of that comes from your thoughts. And again, I'll go back to this. The only reason that I'm really able to do all of that during my launch is because I've planned and prepared and done things ahead of time, which again, I talk about in the last episode. So go check that out if you haven't already. One other thing to consider when it comes to your launch and your vibration or your energy during your launch is remember how you want your business to look and feel in the future. How do you want launches to feel in the future? It is important that you do that now. You need to approach your business the way you want it to be in the future now. So if you don't want your future business or your future launches to be frantic and messy and half-assed and unprofessional and just kind of like thrown together, then don't do that now. If you want your business, if you see your future business, your future launches being smooth and fun and exciting and simplified and enjoyable and relaxed, well, then do that now. Because otherwise, if you start building a business on the vibrational back of what you don't want, it's just going to continue creating more of what you don't want, a business that you don't want, launch plans that you don't want or don't like. So it's important that you approach it the way that you see it going in the future, or you want it to go in the future. Approach it that way now. All right, we are going to wrap it up with that. Again, gosh, there's so much that I could say on this topic, but we'll leave it here for now, and I can always add on another episode in the future. Let me leave you with this. The last thing that I want to say is that it's not going to be comfortable. It's going to bring up all of your stories and beliefs and fears to do your first or third or fifth or 10th or 100th launch. But my friend, do it anyway. Sure, yeah, you can spend another few months or years or whatever you need going to therapy, working with a coach to try to get rid of those beliefs before you launch so that it does feel comfortable, but it's probably not going to happen. And yes, still do go to therapy, work with your coach, do what you need to do, but also build your business, work on your business. Don't wait until it feels comfortable for you to do this launch full out, because it's never going to happen no matter how many therapy sessions you have. So just commit to doing it once. That's all I want you to do. Commit to the one full out launch and just see what happens. Use it as a learning experience, which is all it really is. And what I think you will find is that it actually is the thing that quiets your ego, that allows you to see what's really possible, that takes all of those things that you were scared of and all of that discomfort and quiets it a little bit, makes it a little less scary, a little less uncomfortable, and makes you realize that you really are powerful, that you really can create a business, that you really can do this, that that freedom and flexibility that you want is right there. But you just got to do it. You just got to do it once. Again, I know it's scary. I know it's going to be uncomfortable. You're probably going to be nervous and all the things. But it will be the best way to move forward with your business on so many levels, energetically, mentally, emotionally, but also like even in the amount of audience members you have, in the amount of money you're making. Just so much rides on doing these launches. And so I want you to commit just to one right now, one full out, everything planned out, real, true, special event launch. And like I said, and I will continue to say, if you need help with any of this, if any of really any the mindset work part of it or the strategy part of it, then I am happy to help you. I lay it all out for you inside Signature Program Bundle, which you can go check out and get involved at seanminer.com/bundle. And the last thing, be proud of yourself. Regardless of what happens, be proud of yourself. You're doing it. You're going after it. You got it done. You have so much to learn. You have so much growth going on. And that is something to be proud of. All right, my friends, until next time, take care. Hey friend, real quick before you go, don't forget to head over to my website and take the quiz to find out your solopreneur personality type. I've created a super fun, super informative 2-minute quiz that will show you which one of the 4 solopreneur personality types you fall into. Could it be the boss, the socialite, the visionary, or the supporter? Which one are you? Not only is it just fun to know more about yourself, especially as it relates to your business, but it's also really important information so you can be sure that you're building a business that works for you based on your energy, your personality, and your desires. Did you ever take those quizzes from the Cosmopolitan magazine back in the day? It's kind of like that, but with actual solid questions and real helpful tips and advice at the end. You can find the What's Your Solopreneur Personality Type quiz right on the homepage of my website at seanminer.com. Head there now to take the quiz, then let me know over on Instagram at UnstuckEntrepreneur what your type is. I'll see you over there.